It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
What no one tells you about money. From Jade Warshaw, her latest book, she's a Ramsey personality. You hear her frequently on the Ramsey Show weeknights right here. One of the things I spotted right at the beginning of the book is it's the personal emotions and beliefs underneath the financial mess that can keep you spinning your wheels. Jade Warshaw joins us now. Jade, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. And, you know, one of the things about it here, as I was just scanning through your book on page three early on, the idea of comprehending a life with no payments. How many people have ever thought about that, but how many people have ever actually got there? Because no one tells them how to get there. At least not very many people.
Yeah, I mean, it requires taking some time and thinking about what's possible for your life. I think so many of us just go through day after day, and this is just my life. And we spend so much time kind of in reaction mode. This has happened, and now I'm reacting, as opposed to being proactive. And so really getting ahead of things is where you need to be in 2026. And that does start with imagining a life with no payments. What would it look like to pay off my debt? What would it look like to have some money saved in the bank? What would it look like to make some true behavioral and emotional changes around my money?
For someone who wants a fresh financial start this year, where do they begin?
You have to look at the numbers, right? You have to know your numbers. And because if you don't know your numbers, you don't know where to start. And the truth is there is a very real, mathematical component to money, but it's not the only thing. So starting with understanding your numbers and saying, okay, how much money do I earn? Because you might be surprised to hear this, but I take calls from Americans every single day and they don't know how much money they make. People have irregular income, people are on commissions, and they're just not sure what they earn. So really looking back and seeing what's the average of what I make, or if you are on a salary, how much do I make every single month? And then not only that, but adding up your expenses and finding out what does it take to make my household run. And then from there, we can actually plug it into a budget and you can see, do I have margin in my life? Do I have a little bit extra, or am I in the red? That is the first place to start. Knowing your numbers is absolutely critical.
So for personal finance, if you had to take maybe five sort of pillars, what would they be?
Five pillars. This is just an idea to say, okay, am I a person who is financially responsible with money? And here's what that looks like. It's five things. Number one, are you a person who is on a budget? We just talked about that. A budget is simply a plan for your money. It's deciding how every single dollar is going to be spent before the month even begins. So being on a budget, number one, so important. Number two, are you a person who's getting out of debt or out of debt? You've got to value a debt-free lifestyle. Your money is your biggest wealth-building tool, so you need that. Debt is a thief. It steals your money every single month. So you've got to start valuing getting out of debt. Number three is one that often gets overlooked. You've got to carry the proper insurance. This is health insurance. This is homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, car insurance. Making sure you have the right coverage is so important. A lot of people are overpaying and they don't have the right coverage. A lot of people, have the right coverage, but so you have to look at that and make sure you have what you need. Obviously, not having the proper insurance is a cause of bankruptcy for a lot of folks. So that's so, so important. This next one probably feels like common sense, but prioritizing savings, right? Savings for right now by having a quick $1,000 saved. If you have debt, you need $1,000 between you and life. If you don't have debt, go ahead and stack that up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. That means if it rains, you lose your job. If you come up against a hard time, you really can continue to keep your lifestyle going. Obviously, most of us know we do need to be investing for retirement if we're out of debt. 15% of your gross income is what I would recommend. And obviously, things like saving for a down payment, that is also a way that you save up for your future. The fifth one is one that often gets forgotten, and that's generosity. Part of personal finance is being a generous person. When you walk through life with your hands open, that means money easily gets out, but that also means money easily gets in.
So in the book, What No One Tells You About Money, you share about habits and beliefs and how so much emotion is tied to this. What are the main emotions holding people back with their money, and why is that?
Yeah, so I did a series of webinars for several years where we'd have people come on and we would help them with their budgets and we would poll them and say, what is it that you're facing with money? What is the primary emotion? And we found, time after time, folks are feeling angry. There's a lot going on in the economy that they can't control. Real estate prices are high. Health insurance is higher than ever. Childcare costs are high. And so these external factors are making people feel angry. Obviously, frustration. Frustration is that feeling of, I'm doing a lot of effort, but I'm not seeing the results. Therefore, I feel like giving up, right? So frustration is there. A lot of guilt and shame. Number one feeling, guilt, shame, stress, anxiety, all of these things, they start to compound on us. And a lot of times it's running in the background and we don't really understand that that's actually the thing that's steering our financial ship. We think it's the economy. We think it's the White House. We think it's our spouse. But it's actually these emotions that are really affecting the decisions that we're making every single day. And so if I can help you identify that, I can help you get to the bottom of it. I can help you use those emotions as fuel instead of the thing that's been holding you back all this time.
Well, and sometimes people feel like they, you know, they've been working hard. They deserve something. I was actually in a line at a food truck, and somebody decided to get a more expensive meal than they'd planned on it originally. And they said, well, I deserve this. Well, okay, that's not a huge difference in money. But sometimes people do that and say, well, I deserve this. And they buy one vehicle when they probably should buy something else.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Think about it like this. Your money is the most expensive thing you own. Which sounds kind of like, what do you mean, Jade? Think about it. You spend 40 hours plus a week going to a job, so it's costing you your time. So, so expensive. And it's not just any time. It's time away from your friends, time away from your family, time away from your dog, right? All this time. And then it's costing us sleep, right? This is time we could be sleeping. This is time we could be, you know, doing projects or hobbies that we like. So our money is so, so expensive, and yet we don't treat it with care. We just say, you know what, I'm going to spend it because I go to work 40 hours a week. I deserve to do whatever I want. And whatever that mentality of I deserve is so dangerous, because now next thing you know, you're spending just out of boredom. You're spending out of revenge to get your, you know, I want to avenge my time. So I'm just going to spend, spend, spend. And all it gets you is a debt of stress, a pile of debt and stress and worry, where I'd like to flip that on its head and say, here's what you really deserve. What you really deserve is peace. What you really deserve is to be able to talk about finances with your spouse and it not become an argument, right? What you really deserve is to feel calmness when you think about future retirement instead of anxiety. And so really reframing that and then saying, how do we actually achieve that? How do we go get it? I talk about all that in the book, What No One Tells You About Money.
So if you want to win with money, what are some of the things you need to do?
Well, number one, you've got to embrace endurance. I say it all the time. It sounds trite, but it's true. Hard work is hard. And in a culture and in a society where we've really embraced kind of microwave way of thinking, I want it, I get it, I order it today, Amazon puts it on my doorstep, we've forgotten about patience. And patience really is endurance. And when you embrace the things that require patience, when you embrace the things that require endurance, like getting your money on track, listen, you're not going to save a down payment in 2 weeks. Okay, it's going to take a couple of months. You're not going to pay off all your student loans in 2 months. It might take 2 years, okay? But it's worth it. Just because something takes time doesn't mean it's not worth it and doesn't mean it's not attainable. As a matter of fact, if you allow yourself to walk through that process, I would argue that you're going to become an adult that's much more mature, and not just with your money, but in anything that requires hard work.
And, I mean, it's really a process.
That's right. It is a process. You know, I think about I'm a runner, and I think about I ran a marathon a year ago. And the funny thing is, I talked about running that marathon for about a decade. For about a decade, I said, one of these days I'm going to do it. But I didn't. I continued to make excuses. Oh, it's a lot of training. I don't have time. I just had a baby. I just changed jobs. What about the sign-up fee? I made all of these excuses, but it kept calling out to me. And finally, I went ahead and signed up. And I think that's where a lot of listeners are today. They've been saying for a decade, one of these days I'll pay off the student loans. Oh, one of these days I'll pay my car off, and I'm not going to ever get a car note again, but not today, right? And we put it off and put it off. But let me tell you, when you finally do decide to go on the journey, you finally do decide to run that financial race, now that's the first step, but now you're up against the whole other thing. Now you have to decide to do the training every day. And both of you, you and I both know, every day is not going to be sunny and 70. There's going to be some days you go out, it's going to be rainy, it's going to be tough, you're going to have aches and pains. Same thing with your money. Sometimes you're going to be up against it, right? It's the holiday season, you want to overspend, but you have to stay focused. It's so similar to running a marathon, but one thing that's also the same is the finish line. So if you commit to doing it and you commit to the journey and you do the training, you will cross the finish line. And it's the same thing with your money. If you commit to the process, you follow a plan, you do the plan, you'll cross the finish line and you'll accomplish your goals.
You know, you don't know this, but I actually walk a lot of marathons. And on Sunday, I did a marathon. And a mile 5 or 6, it started raining. And I was not happy. I was not happy with that. It was not in the forecast for that hour. I was 5 miles away from where I started. I had to just keep going. And that seems like with money, that's the same thing. You get dealt things that are not perfect. rain in whatever way you want to describe it, but you just got to keep plugging away.
That's right, because the time is going to pass anyway, right? That day is going to go by, or that year is going to go by, and you really have three choices. You can be the same. You know, when 2027 gets here, you can be in the exact same situation you are now. You can be worse off, which is you really went in the opposite direction and you continue to spend emotionally, or you could actually be better. And that's what you and I are talking about today, is to continue to go forward, continue to make progress towards that finish line, so that when the time passes, you can end up where it is that you want to be.
What No One Tells You About Money. It's a new book from Jade Warshaw. Jade, where do folks get this?
Yeah, you can buy it anywhere books are sold. I'd love if you went to RamseySolutions.com to pick it up. But if not, head over to Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, Target.com, and you can pick it up really anywhere books are sold.
All right, Jade Warshaw, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
8:43 at the Morning Report.
Hey, Becky.